From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another round of global talks on Syria's future approaches. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels Thursday to Europe with ways on ending the Syrian conflict dominating his talks. He'll take part in a second international conference scheduled in Vienna Saturday on Syria's political future. Trinity University's David Lesh is a regional analyst.
The crux of any political settlement depends on whether or not you can get the Syrian government to agree to concessions that are constitutionally encoded without caveat that can satisfy at least the minimum demands of a critical mass of the opposition. And I don't think you can right now.
And among the disagreements over the status of President Bashar al-Assad, Russia has circulated a plan that calls for drafting a new constitution. The opposition says the goal is to keep Mr. Assad in power. Speaking Wednesday at a meeting on Malta among European and African officials, French President Francois Hollande said Africa needs more international development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants to Europe.
Si nous ne comprenons pas que nous devons investir massivement,
Mr. Hollande warns, without a massive infusion of development aid, there will be years of migration flows to European destinations. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says a European proposal to infuse nearly $2 billion in more aid to Africa is one way to cope with the issue.
This is about building opportunities for people, protecting people's lives, fighting against criminal networks that exploit people's desperation, and doing this together. I think together is the key word of this summit.
Meanwhile, Sweden is introducing temporary border controls to stem the flow of migrants, while Slovenia is erecting a razor wire fence along its border with Croatia. Some 800,000 people have crossed into Europe by sea so far this year, nearly four times the number who made the journey in 2014. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Wednesday condemned an attack on a UN checkpoint in Central African Republic following an outbreak of violence at a camp for the internally displaced in the northern town of Batanfango. One Cameroonian peacekeeper was killed. Meanwhile, the UN is investigating fresh allegations of sexual exploitation by UN peacekeepers that include underage women. At least two of them have become pregnant. Several other cases of sexual misconduct by UN peacekeepers led to a decision in August by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to remove the head of the CAR peacekeeping force. Thousands of Kurdish fighters launched an operation Thursday to recapture the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State. They also hope to cut IS supply lines and establish a buffer zone to protect civilians. The operation follows an assessment Wednesday by top UN official to Iraq, Jan Kubisch, who told the UN Security Council Iraq's security forces are making slow but deliberate progress against the IS group.
Notwithstanding ISIL's sophisticated and massive use of IEDs, suicide attacks, and ability to conduct operations in complex urban environments, the Iraqi security forces continue to make slow progress while at the same time doing their utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
He says the security forces and Shia militia, supported by airstrikes, liberated the country's largest oil refinery and plan operations to retake the Anbar provincial capital, Ramadi. A Qatari soldier fighting with the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has been killed, Qatar's first reported casualty. The conflict pits Iranian-backed Houthi Shia rebels and allied army units against forces loyal to the internationally recognized government. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes assuming himself the post of oil minister, a sector plagued by corruption.
Today we have reached another milestone in the evolution of our new government, which Nigerians overwhelmingly voted in office on March 28th this year.
The ceremony in Abuja Wednesday came more than 5 months after Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. Former investment banker Kemi Adeosun was named finance minister. Retired Brigadier General Mohamed Mansour Danali will be the new defense minister. Spain's highest court Wednesday halted for now the independence bid by the northeast Catalonia region. Catalonia's parliament passed a resolution Monday to begin the process of declaring independence, including putting together a new constitution and tax collection system. A landmark international agreement to use satellites to track civilian flights has been reached by 160 countries. Representatives at a conference hosted by the UN International Telecommunication Union are trying to avoid a repeat of the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.